For those of you that follow me often, I know that I haven't been having these calls. And I'm really sorry. But the truth is, my business has absolutely exploded in profits. It's really rocked my world. It's changed my life. And the best part about it is I have never felt more authentic, more aligned, and more at peace in my entire life. I have to admit that I did walk through a fire to get here. One of my coaches calls that the terror barrier, and I now understand it, and I feel that I can really understand and teach what conscious creation is very much all about. So I'm sorry I haven't been able to give you these free calls, but I'm back. And I'm now having a new class, and that new class is the sponsor of these classes, and it's called Manifesting with Bliss, and it's a 5-week class. It's going to be $397 unless you're part of Vibe Coach. You can learn more about that. Just jot down this web address at www.jensclass.com. There's a little bit of information on there. There'll be a lot more later. Jot it down. If it's something you're interested in, great. If it's not, then I think you're going to get a lot out of this class anyway. I want you to write down the acronym B as in dog, T as in Tom, and R like in Robert. I don't know if this is how my mind works or if this is how a lot of people's minds work. I have to work with systems, and I have to work with processes for my life to really work with ease. So I have created different acronyms as processes of manifesting. So we're actually going to address three of them today. The first one is this process that I call DTR. The D stands for dream, the T stands for theory, and the R stands for reality, physical reality. I have spent the last 2.5 years working with a man named Bob Proctor, who was one of the speakers in the movie The Secret. I've also worked with a man named David Nagel, and I've worked a little bit with Joe Vitale and Wayne Dyer. These mentors of mine have taken me from doing this daily grind and hating it, working my butt off and not making hardly any money, to now making 6 figures and living this dream with ease and flow. People joke and say, it seems like you're always going on vacation. Why are you having all this fun? Why aren't you working? You've got this business that you're running. And the truth is, I've just had to change my head to get to where I really needed to go in life. And this is some of the principles that I have really come up with. Of course, you know, we can't touch all of them on this one-hour call, but we can pull you through this simple process on this call. The D in the acronym starts with dream. And what I've learned about visualization is that you really have to look at how you use your imagination. It's not so much visualizing, that's kind of more an adult word, but if you were to take a moment, kind of, you know, just take a breath, really come present in your body, and think back to when you were a child, an 8-year-old, and what that was like as an 8-year-old child to dream. Today was just my child's he graduated the 5th grade. And they had a ventriloquist as their guest speaker up on the stage. And he asked both of them, he said, what do you want to be when you grow up? One of the guys wanted to be a surgeon. And he asked him a couple questions about it. And he said, yeah, I want to be a surgeon. He was joking, he's like, you want to cut people up, don't you? And he said, no, I want to help and heal people. And it just kind of gave me chills up and down my spine, thinking, here's someone, he's 10 or 11 years old, and he already kind of has an idea of what he wants to do. Now that vision may change in the future, but he's imagining. He knows what a surgeon does to some extent, and he's imagining himself in that role already. And I just think that that's pretty interesting. How often have you asked yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? I mean, really, because the truth is about 80%, maybe even higher, on this planet Earth, they're not living their dream. And even if they're living it in their physical reality, yeah, maybe they've got the cars and the big house and lots of money. But if you're not internally aligned and at peace, then I'd have to question if you're really living the life of your dreams. Are you really experiencing life? Are you feeling it in the present moment? What is true for you? So think about, what do you imagine? What's in your imagination? My clients, I do this on a 3, 6, and 9 month plan. You know, it's like, well, what do you imagine for the next 3 months? You know, how can we go for that? And then it's, well, what do you want for the year? And what steps need to be taken? And what needs to go on in the head so that we get it with ease, without a lot of hard work, without feeling like we're taking massive action, and by just kind of, you know, one step at a time. What I've really transformed, I think, in the last 6 months is I took a step back and I said, what do I want to do today? How can I hold this vision and just ask myself, what do I want next? Okay, did that. What do I want next? You know, and maybe it's action stuff, maybe it's working with clients, but how can I be present just throughout my whole day? Okay, so that's investigating the dream. What I've learned from my mentors is any desire that we have in our head is a desire from God, a desire from the universe. And that desire is to keep us on our divine path. That desire is to keep us on our divine path. So when you're not exploring your dreams, when you're not listening to your desires, you are not living a divine life. I mean, some people could even go and say that you may be even delinquent to God's desires. This concept of oneness has been on my mind lately. And the idea of attraction. Oh, just, you know, set your vision and attract it. The truth is, if we are all one, then wouldn't we just have to resonate with what we desire? And if we desire, you know, a client, that if we desire the perfect client that brings us joy when we work with them, if we align our heart and our desires with that, wouldn't that, one, brings joy, and number two, wouldn't that be all we really need, is to figure out what specifically we desire and how to go get it? How to go get it in our heart? How to go get it by aligning our thoughts? How to leave behind our past and have no fear, doubt, or worry? Wouldn't that be all it took? And that's why this acronym is really simple. So we explore the dream, play with it in the imagination. Then there's one question we have to ask ourselves before we can move to the T. And that question is, am I willing to create this? Am I willing to create this? And once you answer that question, that opens up a whole new a whole new reality. It a whole new can of worms. It offers it that dream and desire to already be available in the unmanifested form. Am I willing to create this? So once we get to the T, I call that theoretically, if I stay aligned with this vision, if I stay aligned with this imagination, if I stay aligned with this dream, and I don't let all my hidden garbage from the past come up and interrupt it, then I can make this dream a reality. And that's what the R is. So the big question, many of you will answer this question, yes, I'm willing, of course I'm willing. This is my dream. I will do whatever it takes. And some of you won't. Some of you will say, well, that might be a lot of work. I'm not willing. I have had people say, I am not willing. And then that's great. If you are willing, then we're going to proceed on from there. But when you say that you are willing, that means that you're willing to change. You're willing to put in the time you need. You're willing to pay whatever it takes for the tools, for the knowledge, for the education. Maybe it's an investment in a business. Maybe it's marketing for a business. Maybe that's something you need to learn. Whatever it is, you're willing to pay for it. You're willing to take as much time as it needs. You're willing to change if necessary. You are willing to do whatever it takes. When you answer that question, don't take it lightly. Don't say, well, I'm willing to do it if it doesn't require me to travel, if it doesn't require this, that, and the other. Now, some of those are limits, limiting beliefs. You may be able to achieve your dream without some of the limits that you put on that, but it's something that you have to look at person by person. It's not something that you can just you can just discard. But when you ask yourself, am I willing, you also have to answer all those questions. When I really looked at the mind, I came through some work by Jack Canfield called The Power of Focus. And what I've realized, and I made an acronym for this too. I don't think he even made an acronym, but I made it fit into this. The mind functions in four ways. And the acronym for the mind is TIME. T-I-M-E. TIME. The T, it stands for tools. That also stands for skills, education. For example, if you want to be a pharmacist, you are going to need to go to school. You are going to need to get trained. You are going to need to get the skills that you need to become a pharmacist. We do need these skills, and we are intellectual beings. We usually intuitively even know what we need. For this T, actually, I'm going to the next acronym, I'm sorry. we're gonna skip over the TIME acronym for just a minute. I wanted to address this other acronym first. That's what happens when your notes get scattered. Keep that TIME acronym, I'm gonna go back to it. What I want you to write down right now is THEM, T-H-E-M. T is in Tom, H is in Howard, E is in Edward, M is in Mastery. The T, same thing. I was just going through it. It stands for tools and skills. I use this acronym with clients so that we figure out where their what they're in need of, if they're in need of education in this case. So the T stands for tools and skills. The H stands for habits and behaviors. A lot of my marketing and training, what I've learned is if I just have daily success habits and behaviors, I can keep them on my schedule every day and stay very present to them. And as long as I accomplish them at the end of the day, then Jen gets two thumbs up, right? So the H stands for habits and behaviors. The E stands for environment. This is a big one, in my next book I've really addressed it. My next book is called the Tao Te Ching, which is all about manifesting with bliss and being present as we go through. So E stands for environment. The M stands for mindset. Okay, so let's go back through this. When you look at your dream, start brainstorming and ask yourself, am I missing any tools or skills? So if you're having trouble getting clients, then you may need to look for marketing and sales help. If you're having trouble with overwhelm, then you may need somebody to help you with processes and systems. If you are just having trouble with focus, having trouble with focusing on, you know, what you're doing, maybe even staying conscious, then, you know, you may need a coach, even a life coach or a business coach or something like that. Maybe you need help. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have this box full. Maybe you have all the tools you need. You're just not taking the action to do it, and that falls into the next category. So the H, habits. What aren't you doing every day to manifest your dreams? Maybe you're a home entrepreneur and you spend all day watching soap operas and Oprah. Or maybe you think you need information off the internet and you end up surfing the internet instead and getting overwhelmed with all the information that's possibly there, some of it which isn't even helpful. And then you just get into overwhelm and crisis mode and you decide, okay, I give up. Maybe you need to get up and network and go to networking groups and you don't. Maybe you need to build a website, but the money is in the way, and you don't really want to deal with that, so you're trying to do it all on your own, and then you're just creating a job for yourself. But it's still a habit of not delegating what you need to delegate to run a successful business. One time I was working with Bob Proctor, and he came to me and he said, Jen, do you actually think that I would even touch a website? He said, successful business owners focus on only what they're good at, and they don't put any time out to anything except for what they're good at. And so now whenever I go and I do something that's going to take longer than an hour, and maybe I have to learn something that's not in line with my true heart and passion, I just quit. I just say, okay, I got to delegate this. And I've got a couple key friends that have already been through this process, and I call them up and I say, hey, I need somebody to help me with my phone system. I need somebody to help me with, you know, finding a new assistant. I need somebody to do this, that, and the other. So habits of delegation. Next is environment. And in environment, I want you to look around and see, you know, what does your desk look like? You know, what kind of clutter is around? What are you procrastinating? you know, what does your, you know, family, who do you hang out with? Are you, you know, golfing and hanging out with clients that can afford your service? Or are you sitting around at a coffee shop with friends that can and will never be able to pay for your services? Not that those people can't be good friends, but you have to sit and look and ask yourself, if I need to build my business, I need to build my pipeline, I need to fill, you know, this business with clients, is that going to get me there? Questions like that. You know, great to be friends with them as long as they're not depleting your energy, not giving you limiting beliefs that aren't yours, not giving you opinions that are not helpful. You know, friends to some extent can be toxic. Family members can be toxic. And when you're around them, you just need to learn how to manage the energy around them. If it's draining to you, then limit the time with them. Wayne Dyer always said, people cannot drain you. You choose to so-called drain yourself when you're around them. Something to look at, you know, really how are you being in these different environments and what works and what doesn't work, and figure out how you can change that a little bit. Then lastly is mindset. When I think of mindset, I think of Tiger Woods and how he, both him and Lance Armstrong have just been, you know, I don't care, I'm unstoppable. Their head believes that they are unstoppable, that nothing can possibly get in your way. There is definitely a magic to thinking big. And, you know, whether you have a vision and you're like, no, I'm out of doubt, fear, and worry, I don't have that from the past, I am living presently, there's still a mindset of a can-do. One great thing about being in the state of Texas is what I've learned is a lot of people are very, very can-do oriented. They are very, very can-do oriented. So those are four areas to look at. And that is a direction to manifest by, you know, really cleaning up and clearing out what isn't working so that you can focus on your high return, you know, financial opportunities, high return love activities. You know, where's the heart? Where's the desire? Where's the passion? And focus on that. All right, so then it's going to take a minute and kind of let this absorb so that you can take a moment and really feel what it feels like to really be aligned with just what works, what is at peace with your heart, and what really works in your body. Just take a minute and kind of absorb that. And then I'm going to go through their functions of the mind. For those who haven't come because you have my book and don't know about my book, I've written this book. It's called Seven Dragons, A Guide to a Limitless Mind. And one of the things in the book that I continue to address is this acronym, which I call TIME, T-I-M-E, which is the functions of the mind. And what I've found with myself is just the awareness of these functions of the mind can help me manifest, because I can really figure out with focus and clarity which ones I'm using in my mind. So what they are is the T stands for thoughts. And when I think of thoughts, I think of conscious thoughts. I think of thoughts that are in the frontal, you know, lobe of the brain. Those are thoughts like, I really want to make six figures this year. I really want that. Those are the kind of thoughts, those dreams, those desires. I really want this. I really want that. And then the next function of the mind is images. We create images in the head, pictures. And many people call that visualization, but I like to think of it as imagination and playing with it, having fun with it. And the difference for me is imagination is it doesn't have any barriers around it, where sometimes when you try, I use that word try, to visualize, you will say, well, but I can't have that. I don't have the money to have that. I don't have the time to take a vacation. If I take the time, then my financial income may be at jeopardy, and different things like that. So really see images in the mind and play with it as the imagination. And the functions of this imagination happen in both the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So if we can place an image in the subconscious mind, we aren't going to be able to manifest it and create it, which is what's happened to me. I just fearlessly go at this business and listen and attract and resonate, and it's just pretty incredible when you just can stay focused on this vision. And just whatever you do, you ask yourself if it's a part of the bigger picture. All right, the next function of the mind is M. It stands for mental pattern. This also stands for those behaviors that happen without us being even aware of it. That's the amazing thing about me being a coach and me using some and working with some really amazing coaches myself, is they find things that you do and that you have no idea that you do. And we, as coaches, we call these blind spots. And that is, for example, one of the ones that I found a little while back was my son was in the habit of nagging me. He found that if he kept asking for what he wanted, eventually I would just give in and just say, yeah, sure, whatever, just go do it. You know, mostly just to get him to stop bothering me. And that worked really well when he was 2 or 3. It does not work when he's 11, and now they're bigger things, and now they're things that cost a whole lot more. And whenever I do that and just give in, my higher self doesn't feel that it made a choice. So those are the type of mental habits I'm thinking about. Sometimes people can push your buttons. Well, coaches, we find those buttons that have been installed by us. And we learn how to, you know, somebody can make you feel guilty, make you feel frustrated when they do certain things. Those are buttons that we've installed in ourselves. And those are just patterns. Those are the mental patterns and behaviors that we've installed. And we need to figure out how to get rid of that, how to address that, and look at our blind spots. Then the last, the E, it stands for emotions. And this is really where manifesting takes place, in our feelings. Of course, you know, function of the mind, yeah, it's important. Life does follow that initial thought, but that initial thought will bring up an emotion. And emotions are either positive or negative. You cannot have an emotion that, you know, there are neutral emotions, but the truth is they are very much positive or negative. So if I say, visualize yourself having $1 million by the end of the year, some of you will go, yes, and have positive emotions and know that you can create that. Some of you will have this emotion like, well, that would be a lot of work. Some of you will have an emotion that says, whatever, there's no way. And all these emotions play in to this creation process. All these emotions play into this creation process. All right, so I'm just going to go back and review, and then I'm going to open it up for questions and trying to get done about 10 to the hour so that we can get off the phone, and maybe we have 10 minutes to absorb this before we go into our life. And I have 10 minutes to prepare for when my assistant comes in and we start going crazy on creating this new program that I'm putting together, which is, you know, all about this stuff. You know, this is just the basics, the basic gist of how things work. But what I'm looking to do is find 8 people that are willing to take a leap of faith with me for 5 weeks and create something that you want to create in 5 weeks. And I'm going to give an hour of my time each week. I'm going to give regular email help so that you stay aligned and focused on the vision. And I have all that information at www.jensclass.com. You'll see that there's 2 options on there. One is to join that class and my Vibe coaching class. You'll need to sign up on the Vibe coaching class at the Vibe coaching website, which all the information is on that that one site, jensclass.com. That makes the 5-week class $239 if you join my monthly program as well. If you just want to take the class, it's $397. And you can learn about Vibe coaching, get 40% off all my products and services if you join it. It's a monthly fee of $47, and you can find out all the details on there as well. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines, and we may have static, and we may not be able to function on the line, but I feel like it might be, I would like to take the time to address some of these questions, and I want to see what's really in your heart as far as creating this life of your dreams. So just a minute, everyone gets unmuted.
You are unmuted.
Hi, Jen.
Hello, Jen.
Jen, it's Gabrielle.
Yeah. 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 And then we'll go through, and hopefully there will be a lot of echo.
Hi, Jen, it's Gabrielle. I taped this class for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is your email?
Jen at jenblacker.com.
Okay, this is the second time. It seems I catch these things when I'm between clients. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Great. Okay. Tell me who you are and let me know what state you're from, and I'll give you everyone that's not from your state. We'll see if it'll clear up the line.
Okay. Hello. Carol from Texas? Oh, no, I'm from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your question?
I love the process of manifesting, and I'm always so charged up about it after meeting with leaders like yourself. My issue has been always being stopped by money. I feel like I need to manifest money before being able to partake of the tools and the classes and things like that. But I feel kind of stopped by money, and I feel like that's a major block.
Okay.
And it's a necessary, something that has to be gotten past in order to do other stuff, because everything costs money.
Okay, so this is a tricky one for a lot of people. Carol, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Right now, how are you creating money?
How am I creating money? Do you mean
do you have a day job, or do you own your own business, or?
Okay, I was a contract consultant, and I was just recently, my contract ended.
Okay.
And so now I'm between contracts.
So the feelings that you have around this are feelings of lack, because you don't have it.
Right.
Okay.
A month ago it would have been a very different feeling.
Okay.
It ended abruptly due to organizational changes.
Okay. Now, do you believe that you are a creator of your own life?
I do in many regards, yes.
Okay.
About 90%.
I'm a 90% creator. Sounds like there's a little bit of control going on there. No, God, I won't give it up completely and live completely by faith. Only 90%. You only get 90% of me.
No, actually, I'm sorry. What I mean by that is I believe that other people come into play.
Okay.
And I can't, at least my thoughts are, I can't control other people, so I can put out there what I want, but it also requires people to cooperate.
Okay. So we don't have enough time to go all around how money flows in our life, but there are some. There's a biggie one. There's a real big one here for you.
Okay.
You feel victim to others in some regard.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, does that resonate with you in any way?
Yes.
Okay. In your past, has there been anyone that has made you feel victim that has this limiting belief? Hello?
I mean, I felt victimized by previous employers.
Okay. So you've created this existence of losing your job in the past, too.
Sam McCraney,
yes.
It's Brad.
Hello?
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 You're on a conference call.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Have you done anything that... So how many times do you think that you've created the situation where the rug has been swept out from underneath you?
Probably about 4 times.
Okay. So this one of those functions of the mind is that mental pattern. That would be the first place that we have to get rid of the limiting belief. So,
okay.
To get rid of the limiting belief, I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this, and one way is through NLP, which we don't have enough time on this conference call. But there's also a Byron Katie method, where you can walk through this blockage. That's pretty easy. And when I... Does that sentence really resonate with you? To I feel that employers can pull the rug out from under me. I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that true?
And it may be factual, but not true.
Okay.
It's factual, meaning it's actually happened, and I know that circumstances can occur where this appears to be so, but it's not true in that it's It's absolute. I recognize that I'm contributing to that.
Okay, that you may be creating that.
Right.
Could you say that you are creating that?
I would say the other three times, definitely. Last time, my value was highly recognized. Relationships were good. And I felt very comfortable and secure.
Mm.
Which is why it's so poignant for me now, having ended up in this same place, having a completely different approach than I have had in the past.
Okay. So can we turn this around so that this belief is that you kind of walk through with a mantra that would be that you aren't victim to this specific instance? This is just the first. This is the first place to start with this feeling of lack. There's being present and using your money just as you need to use it, and then there's whole perception around that called lack, and that's just a feeling, and that's something else. This is just one small belief system that may be unkinked so that you can attract what you need. I just want to make that clear to you, and I want to make that clear to everyone. You know, this is just a very, very small piece of that whole puzzle of how you're creating this.
Okay.
So with this one situation, what do you think you could say so that you break this pattern of being victimized by an employer? In this case, the truth is people feel this when they run businesses too. I'm victimized. For all my clients. But the truth is there are, you know, a ton of people. I don't know how many people are on this planet, but there's an abundance of jobs. There's an abundance of people that money comes through to us. I very much believe that money is a part of the universe as an energy, and it comes through people to us. So connecting with people is really important. I'm just putting that out there. And I'm putting that out there not just for you, but for everyone. So let's look at a turnaround, how you can change this mantra of I keep creating these situations where the rug gets pulled out.
Okay. I see abundance around me. I attract. I guess the dream would be that everybody's seeking my services.
Okay.
I'll start with the dream first. Everybody would be seeking my services, and I'm abundantly compensated. So I guess the empowering statement would be that I am desirable, that people want what I have, and they are willing to pay for it. I don't know. That's kind of rough.
In abundance.
In abundance.
Yeah.
I really like the word abundance.
Do you know? Do you know what it is that you're really, really good at when you help these people? Do you know in your heart of hearts how and why you are better than anyone else and why they should hire you?
Yes.
Okay. Good, because sometimes I have to coach that out of people, too. Okay, so you know how you help.
Uh-huh.
And it seems as if the vibration that you've come up with has just empowered you. The next step is to see yourself in this position, the perfect position. Mm-hmm. That would be the next step. And in doing that, you have to really get present and in your body and feel all those feelings that it feels like when you have this perfect position.